The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. John 1:5, a testimony of the true light of the world, which is given to every man that comes into the world, and of the true measure of the gift of God given to everyone to benefit all. By George Fox, in him Christ was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Which Christ is the true light that enlightens every man who comes into the world. John 1:4-5-7-9, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to benefit with all. 1 Cor 12:7, and it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all men. Acts 2:14-18, the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Tit 2:11, grace appears to all, but each man must choose to respond to the grace to receive salvation. It is very hard for Christendom to accept that a small measure of Christ is in every man. Why? Because then there is no difference between sinners in their sect and sinners outside their sect. They lose their imagined distinction, which imagined distinction exists because they deny the possibility of ever being freed from sin. However, Scripture plainly states this to be a fact, as these writings overwhelmingly confirm. The truth is, Christ, the light and word, who is in every man, is chained down in the prison of our selfish darkness. And unless we listen to the word and watch the light, which teaches us, convicts us, and changes us by his power to become an entirely new creature, despite whatever religious name we call ourselves, it is only a label on the outside, while our heart and mind remains disobedient to God. A new heart, a new mind, and a new being is required. The lusts, affections, pleasures, and sinful nature must be crucified on the inward cross of self-denial. To those of you that have never heard of the light, click to read and understand many scriptures' references to the light. Today, Christendom's ignorance of the light is one of their many serious deficiencies. Few to none of the 45,000 so-called Christian deficit sects have any teaching, dialogue, or even a clue about the light. Yet, the light was fundamental to all the Old Testament prophets, to Jesus, to his disciples, his apostles, the entire early church, and the early Quakers. Without a single scripture, Job and his friends had more knowledge of the light than all of Christendom today. The light is another manifestation of the Spirit, the truth, the voice of the Lord, the Word, or God's grace. Fox's writing supports the necessity of the light's manifestation with massive scriptural evidence cited and linked for your consideration. This paper by Fox is a comprehensive explanation of how salvation by the light is received when one becomes fully enlightened, to walk in the heavenly dimension by the light of God instead of the natural light of the sun and moon. He explains that the whole world is in darkness, but that each man has a chained-down portion of light within him, Christ the life, which is the light of men, and who enlightens every man that comes into the world. He explains that until that light is enlivened in a person, he cannot understand or hear the true gospel of Christ, which is a promise of freedom from sin, purity, union with God and Christ, to walk by the light of God and his light, and entrance into the kingdom of heaven, while on earth and then forever. This quickening of the light occurs by hearing the living word of God within, speaking to you, by listening to the Holy Spirit convince, convict, and judge you, and by heeding grace, God's love, teaching you to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, and how to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Before you can see Christ in the light, you must listen and obey the word of God, spoken to you by the mouth of God. As Peter so well stated, and so like we heard God's voice from heaven on the mount, we have the steady prophetic word, the word in your heart, to which you do well to pay attention as to a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star Jesus rises in your hearts. 2 Peter 1:19, I, Jesus, am the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star. Rev 22:16, you can read the Bible continuously, and you will never see the morning star arise in your hearts. But if you daily wait on God in humble silence as you listen for the living word, hear and obey, the day breaks through, and the morning star light arises in your hearts. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need any man to teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things and is truth and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, abide in him. 1 John 2:27, the living word and light and spirit of truth and Holy Spirit and grace are all of Christ, our one teacher. But to become wholly full of light, to become a son of light, to become a light, in total union with Christ the light, is the end step of salvation. This writing fully explains this mystery, with hundreds of scriptures quoted in support. Edward Burruff's preface, O Earth, the testimony is true and everlasting, which God has given of the Son, and which the Son has given of the Father, and it abides forever. The testimony of life in all that do believe, and the testimony of death to all that believe not, even the light of the world, which enlightens every man that comes into the world. The entrance unto eternal life, or the condemnation into destruction. Whoever turns from the light of the Son of God within them, and walks not in it, goes into the error, and into the way of perdition. But whoever walks in the light, stumbles not, because he sees the light of this world, Christ Jesus, the author and the finisher of the faith, and there is no other Savior than he which was, is, and is to come, the light of the world. Whoever preaches a Christ to believe in for salvation, who has not enlightened every man with the true light, preaches a false Christ, and not that Christ which the prophets and John bore witness of, and which the apostles witnessed. So that this is truth from the Lord God, there is no other name given for salvation, but the name of Jesus. Nor is there any other Christ Jesus, but he who enlightens every man that comes into the world with the true light. And except this Christ Jesus is revealed by the Spirit of the Father within, salvation is not received by him. Therefore, all friends who have received the testimony of the light of the Son of God within you, and have believed the report of the Father and of the Son, hold fast the word of that testimony and dwell in it, and walk in it up to the Father of light and life. This is the power of God, in which you will be kept unto the day of salvation. This is the power of God which will keep you from all unrighteousness, and so from condemnation. If any turn from the light, they run into the evil and backslide from the truth. Such shall bear their own shame and condemnation in the sight of God and all his children. For this is the message which was and is, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. All that dwell in the light, their habitation is in God, and they know a hiding place in the day of storm. And those who dwell in the light are built upon the rock, and cannot be moved, for who are moved or shaken goes from the light, and so goes from their strength, and from the power of God, and loses the peace and the enjoyment of the presence of God. For the light is the eye by which God's presence is seen and felt. All that ever come to the knowledge of God must own the light which Christ has enlightened them withal, for there is no other way to the Father of life. This is the testimony, which in the power of the Lord has been born and given through nations by his servants, and the day of your visitation is upon you nations and peoples. Previously the Father has wrought, and the Son has wrought, and the voice of wisdom has been heard. But the night comes when no man can work, and all that have not received the witness which God has given concerning this Son, and all who go from the testimony of the light within, and continue not in it unto the end, they shall be given up to fulfill the measure of iniquity, and to run their race in the way to perdition, until they are sealed in the pit of darkness and condemnation, where there is no repentance. And the Lord God Almighty is clear from all their blood, and their blood is upon their own head forever, because they hate the light, and don't believe in it, nor continue to the end to walk therein. And this is the testimony which is given to me, to testify, who is not of this world, but a servant to him, whose testimony never changes, which is light. London, 1st of the 11th month, 1656. Edward Burruff, concerning the light, here you may perceive those who are in the light, and distinguish between those that walk in the light, the converted, and those where the light shines in darkness, that are unconverted, which are in the state of darkness. And the state of the apostles preaching to the world, and the Jews in the unconverted state. And the state of the apostles writing to them who were converted, the believers. And the state of them who opposed truth, who were out of the light, as you see the Jews who professed the scriptures of truth, declared forth from the Spirit of truth, while they themselves were out of the Spirit. They did not know Christ the light, the end of all the holy men of God spoken words and writings, and the end of all the types and shadows and figures. Him, Christ Jesus, of whom all the holy men of God and prophets of the Lord God testified. To all you who are now called Christians, and do not believe in the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world, and yet profess belief in the scriptures. You are in the same nature the Jews were in, for they professed the scriptures, but did not believe in the light which enlightened every one that comes into the world, Christ Jesus. So you and the Jews are one in professing the scriptures in words, but not believing in the light, you are both out of covenant. So you cannot convert the Jews, or anyone else, for the conversion of them is to bring them into covenant with God. Whoever brings them into covenant with God must be in the light, and believe in the light, which enlightens every man that comes into the world, that all men through him might believe, for said God. He gives him for a covenant of light. God speaks by his prophet before Christ had come, to put an end to the types and shadows. He gave him for a covenant of light to the Gentiles, to enlighten them, and he makes a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Mark, Christ the light was a new covenant with the house of Israel and Judah. So those who hold up the first covenant and don't come to the new, they are unconverted, for they are out of the light. So out of the light, they are out of conversion. He gives Christ for a covenant of light to the Gentiles, to enlighten them. So if the Gentiles are in the light in the covenant, and the Jews are in the light in the covenant, they are both one with the Father. This throws down the partition wall between Jew and Gentile, and brings them to be either both one in the covenant in the light, or both one out of the covenant out of the light. To measure the Jew and the Gentile out of the light, out of the covenant, the Gentile shall judge the Jew, and make his circumcision uncircumcision. For the Jews, having the law of God, and having been commanded to do such things according to the law, did not do them. Yet the Gentiles, doing by nature the things contained in the law, show the law of God written in their hearts without an outward command. So it was by nature of man. For that which may be known of God was manifest in them, for God showed it to them, which when they acted contrary to it, they knew the judgments of the Lord came upon them. So the Jews had the law in the letter, scriptures, and were transgressors of the law of the outward, acting contrary to that of God within him, and the Gentiles who acted according to that of God in him fulfilled the law. This judged the Jew. So the one was a command as in time, and the other was not as a command, but he did it by nature, so according to the apostles, a natural son. Cite editor's comments. Christ's earthly ministry was to the Jews. Christ did not reach out to the Gentiles in the ends of the earth while he was walking the earth as a man. So, for God to have given Christ as a light to the Gentiles with salvation to the ends of the earth, proves that the work of Christ continues within each man, which is the light within each man, so that the Gentiles shall come to thy light. Just as God gave Jesus to the Jews as a man to walk the earth, to be accepted or rejected by the Jews of that time, so does God give the light to all men, to be accepted or rejected. So you who stumble, and say Christ Jesus does not enlighten everyone that comes into the world, that all men might believe. Mark, God said, he would give him for a light, for a covenant to enlighten the Gentiles and those that were called heathen. And God said, he makes a new covenant with the house of Israel. These were called the people of God, and Christ was this covenant of light to the Jews and to the Gentiles. And the Jews not believing in this covenant, nor the Gentiles, they were both unconverted. John the Baptist was a man sent from God to bear witness to the true light. He said, he was not the light, but said, this was the true light that enlightens everyone that comes into the world, and in Christ was life, and the life was the light of men. Mark, the light of men, and the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. This was he that was in the world, and the world knew him not, though all things were made by him. And this was he that John came to witness, that all men through him the light, Christ, might believe. This the true light that enlightens every man that comes into the world, which light shines in darkness, and darkness knows it not. Now mark, it is there. What? Does it shine in darkness, and yet darkness does not comprehend it? Is this not the state in which the world did not know him, and the Pharisees did not know him, though the kingdom of heaven was within them, Luke 17:21? And light shined in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Here is the unconverted state. So he came to his own, and his own received him not. Light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehends it not. For once you were darkness, said the apostle, F5:8, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. Now mark, there was a time of darkness, but now they were light in the Lord. Now here were the converted and the unconverted. These were to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. The light shines in darkness, though darkness does not comprehend it, and you were at some time darkness, and light shines in darkness, and darkness does not comprehend it. This defines the unconverted state and the converted estate. God has commanded light to shine out of darkness, and has shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now mark, here is light that shines out of darkness. God had commanded it to shine out of darkness. What? Was it not there before? Now it has come forth. Before it was in darkness, light shined in darkness, and God has commanded it to shine out of darkness. And before you were darkness, but are the light of the Lord, which light that shines in the heart, gives the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. Here is the converted state. Now while light shines in darkness, and darkness does not comprehend it, there is the unconverted state, 2 Cor 4:4-6, John 1:5. The apostle was sent to turn people from the darkness to the light, from the power of Satan to God. Now this was the state of preaching to them while they were in darkness, whom the God of the world had blinded their eyes. They preached so that the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine in them. Mark, shine in them. Therefore the God of the world has blinded the eye of the mind, and to such the gospel is hidden. For darkness cannot comprehend the light, while the God of the world has blinded your minds. Therefore the apostle was sent to turn them from darkness to the light. Light shines in darkness. So the God of the world has blinded them, lest the light of the glorious gospel should shine in them. Now where it shines in the heart, it gives the knowledge of the glory of God, where it comes forth. And where it shines in darkness, and darkness comprehends it not, there is the God of the world that has blinded the mind, and to such the gospel is hidden, which is the power of God. And the light of the glorious gospel is not comprehended, which is the image of God, and it does not shine in them to give them the light of the knowledge of God. Now as such are turned to the light, the eye comes to be opened, and from the darkness these come, and these come from the power of Satan, the God of the world, that has blinded their eye, that the light of the glorious gospel shines in them to give them the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. To such the gospel is not hidden, by the manifestation of the truth commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Now here is the state not turned from the darkness to the light, and their eye is not opened, then the God of the world has blinded them. Such are in the unconverted state. To the unconverted, the gospel is hidden, though light shines in darkness, and the God of the world blinds their minds. So this is the time those, who are darkness, are not yet turned from the darkness, and the darkness does not comprehend the light. Now where God has commanded the light to shine out of darkness, mark, out of darkness, such come to be turned from the darkness to the light, such witness conversion, and the image of God shines in them. But the other, the darkness cannot comprehend it, Acts 26:18. That Christ should suffer and rise again and show light to the people and to the Gentiles, this was the apostles' confession before the heathen. When Paul confessed the light and said that he was sent to turn people from the darkness to the light, the heathenish rulers thought he was mad. Now light shines in darkness, said John, and the apostle said to the converted, and you were sometimes darkness. Those that were yet to be turned from the darkness to the light were the unconverted. But where God has commanded the light to shine out of darkness, to give the light of the knowledge of God, these are the converted. Here is light coming out of darkness. So all of you that do not see the light, which enlightens everyone that comes into the world, which shines in darkness, which darkness do not comprehend it, where light shines out of the darkness, giving the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. You that do not see this are the darkness still, which does not comprehend the light. And the God of the world has blinded your minds, and your eyes are not yet opened, and from darkness you are not yet turned, and you are still in the unconverted state, that the God of the world has yet blinded your minds, to prevent the light of the glorious gospel of Christ to shine in you, which light enlightens every man that comes into the world. So what communion has light with darkness? It is an unequal yoke, 2 Cor 6:14. For light brings to have fellowship with God, communion with God, but darkness cannot comprehend it. Thus the apostle, who was sent to turn people from the darkness to the light, warned both small and great, which made the heathenish rulers to think that he was mad. To turn people now from the darkness to the light, and to profess the light is the same now as it was then. Those who are puzzled, and think those that speak of the light to them, to be beside themselves mad, their eyes are not yet opened. So your eyes must be opened before you see the light. So he who believes the light shall not abide in darkness, but he shall have the light of life. Mark, the light shines in darkness there, but he who believes in the light shall not abide there, but he shall have the light of life. So if any man walks in the night, he stumbles because there is no light in him, in he that walks in the night. Mark, he walks in darkness, and it is his time of darkness. And these are those who do not see Christ the light, who enlightens every man that comes into the world, yet light shines in darkness. He who walks in the light, there is no occasion of stumbling in him. But he who walks in the night, he stumbles because there is no light in him, for he is away from the light, for light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehends it not. Here you may see what does not abide in the truth, but walks in the night, not enduring the light. He that walks in the night goes from the light, and hates the light, because his deeds are evil, and will not come to the light, because the light will reprove him, John 3:19-21. So while you have the light, walk in the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walks in the darkness knows not where he goes. And while you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become children of the light. So believing in the light, you become a child of the light. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me shall not abide in darkness. Mark, if this person believes in Christ the light of the world, this person is to come out of darkness, and he is not to abide there. Now whoever says he believes in Christ and abides in darkness, his belief is false. 1 John 1:6. But whosoever believes in the light should not abide in darkness. He comes to have death abolished, and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, that is the power of God. 2 Tim 1:10. And who sees this knows him who has immortality, dwelling in the light. Here is the converted state. The apostle said, "And brethren, you are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief, but you are all the children of the light and of the day, and not of the night nor of darkness." 1 Thessalonians 5:4-5. Mark the apostle said they was not in darkness, and so the day should not come upon them as a thief. And mark how the day of the Lord will come upon those who are in the darkness that comprehends not the light, those who are in the time of light shining in darkness, and darkness does not comprehend it. Upon such the day will come as a thief. Mark, the day will come as a thief, as an unexpected event in the night, resulting in great loss. What a word this is upon those who are not the children of light, but upon those who are darkness, where light is not yet comprehended. A light to the Gentiles, a glory to Israel. Mark, a light to them that are called heathen, and a glory to the people of God, Luke 2:32. And here one saw the fulfilling of the prophets, he that saw his salvation, saw the glory of Israel and the light of the Gentiles. So does everyone that sees their salvation. They see the light Christ that enlightens everyone that comes into the world, the glory of Israel and the glory of the Gentiles. Now said Christ to his disciples, "Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul." Mark what condition these were in when this was spoken to them. When he told them there was nothing covered that should not be revealed, or hidden that shall not be known, Matt 10:26, and said Christ, "The light of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is single, your whole body shall be full of light." Mark, if your eye is single, search yourself and see if it is so, Matt 6:22, but if your eye is evil, your whole body is full of darkness. Mark, there is place for it, if therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Such people are serving mammon and the contrary master, not the Lord. To such here is the distinction, laying up for themselves treasure upon earth, where the eye is not single, and such puts light for darkness, and darkness for light. So Christ was called by the Jews a prince of devils. So the light that was in you was darkness, yet Christ told them the kingdom of heaven was within them, and the kingdom of heaven is light. And John said, "Light shines in darkness, and darkness does not comprehend it." And the apostle said, "God has commanded light to shine out of darkness." So the light comprehends darkness and gives the light of the knowledge of God, and the people of God that sat in darkness saw a light, and to them that sat in the shadow of death, light is sprung up, Matt 4:16. Here was the unconverted state, and the converted state when they sat in darkness, and the shadow of death, there is the unconverted. But in those who were converted, light had sprung up, but darkness could not comprehend it, except who had come to witness the day Zechariah speaks of, that the light would not be clear nor dark, but at the evening it shall be light. This was the day when the living water was to go out from Jerusalem, Zech 14:8, who sees that which Habakkuk saw, Hab 3:4, the glory of the Lord covered the earth, whose glory was his praise, whose brightness was as the light, and the judgments of the Lord God and his Son are as the light that goes forth, Hosea 6:5, for those who acts contrary to the light. God who is light, his judgments are according to the light, and are one with the light, and answers the light in everyone. In Lamb 3:2, Jeremiah saw when he was brought out of the darkness into the light, So there is a time in darkness and a time out of darkness, but he saw each condition. Those who come under that which was transgressed provoke the Lord to anger. Who transgressed the ways of the Lord said he would take away their light of the candle, Jer 25:8-10. But those who hear the word of the Lord, they come to witness the state where they shall not need the light of the sun, or the light of the moon, nor the light of a candle. But those who transgress the word of the Lord shall lack the light of a candle. So if they do not speak according to this word regarding the law and the testimony, it is because there is no light in them. Mark, how could they when they have transgressed it, and love darkness more than light, and are gone from it? So they are gone from the testimony, which is the spirit of prophesy, which is the testimony of Jesus. They do not speak according to the word, which is light in them. So those gone from the word are gone from the light, and where the word is transgressed, the light condemns them. For the light comes from the word, Christ, whose name is called the word of God, which enlightens every man that comes into the world. The law is light, and here is the state of darkness, where there is no light in them, who did not comprehend the light, who are in the transgression, and there is the place for the familiar spirit to enter. Now if you say the letter scripture is the testimony, and the letter is the law, Isa 8, then as interpreted by the Pharisees, the law stood against Christ the light, because they supposedly had the law, if the letter is really the law, and if the law is the word, yet they stood the law against Christ the light and word, which has the words of the law. For Mark, those that have transgressed the light, which is the law, they have gone from the testimony, and they have gone from the light, and then there is no light in them. Such were the Pharisees, which professed the scriptures, and did not believe in the light when it had come. Yet light shines in darkness, but darkness does not comprehend it. There are those who are dead in sins and trespasses, who before conversion must be enlivened. So the people that have walked in darkness have seen a great light, they that have dwelled in a land of the shadow of death, and light has shined upon them. I say, those who transgressed, who were away from the law and the testimony, called darkness light, and put light for darkness. This was the darkness which could not comprehend the light in the transgression. Now with the light these were comprehended. The prophet Isaiah comprehended those who were not in the light, and those who did not speak according to the word. They did not speak according to Christ, whom the prophet said that God would give for a covenant of light to the Gentiles, and to open the blind eyes, and to bring out the prisoner from the prison, and those that sat in darkness from the prison house. Mark this, the prisoner must come out of the prison to come into covenant with God. Does the light not come to shine out of darkness here, where the prisoner comes out, and is he not in darkness until then? I have long held my peace, and have been still. I will bring the blind by a way they know not, and will lead them into paths that they have not known. I will make their darkness light. Now you who are blind cannot comprehend the light. Such persons stand against the covenant of God, and those blind cannot see it. But the Lord God has come to these to make darkness light, and to lead them the way they have not known, Isa 42:16. Moreover, said the Lord, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun as the light of 7 days, Isa 30:26. And said the Lord, is it a light thing that thou should be as my servant, to raise up the seed of Jacob, and to restore the preserved of Israel? Mark, to restore them, here is covenant with God. I will give you for a light to the Gentiles, that you may be my salvation to the ends of the earth. Mark, now you who say that Christ does not enlighten every man that comes into the world, you don't see the salvation of the ends of the earth. Isa 49:6, who is among you that fear the Lord, and obey the voice of his servant, that walks in darkness and has no light? Mark, that walks in darkness has no light, while he walks in darkness, what light has he there? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay keep his mind upon his God. Then he stays keeps his mind on the light, but if he walks in darkness, he goes from the light. And he who fears the Lord and obeys the voice of his servant, that will lead him out of darkness into the light, Isa 50, and those come to find the help of God. But those who walk in darkness go from the light and the fear of God, and do not stay keep their mind on the Lord, and those come to have no light. For darkness cannot comprehend it, though light shines in darkness, yet darkness cannot comprehend it. So they will put light for darkness, and darkness for light, which is comprehended with the light, which reaches to the light which shines in darkness. Darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. Mark, cover, and light shines in darkness, but the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen in thee, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light. Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen. Then shall your light break forth as the morning, and thy light speedily. And your righteousness shall go before you, and the sun shall be no more your light by day, nor the moon give light to you, but the Lord God shall be your everlasting light. Isaiah 60:19. Here is conversion: your light rises in obscurity, and your darkness shall be as the noonday. Read that condition, here is conversion again, Isaiah 58:10. And those who came out of bondage, out of captivity, out of transgression, the Lord had enlightened them and given them a nail in his holy place. Mark a nail, a fastening. Mark and read what a nail does. But those who are in the captivity, transgression, and bondage, darkness is covering them, therefore light shines, and darkness comprehends it not. You will save the afflicted and bring down the proud look, for you will light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Mark, as the afflicted is saved, proud looks are brought down, the candle is enlightened, and there is enlightening of darkness. Mark the enlightening of darkness, that light sees over it, PSA 18. They looked to the Lord and unto him and were enlightened. Mark, as there's a looking to the Lord, there's an enlightening, yes, which makes the face to shine, PSA 34. But looking from the Lord and going from the light and hating it, he goes into darkness, and there he stumbles, even if it is at noonday. They were stumbling when Christ was among them, the Pharisees, the scribes, the Jews, which had scriptures but were darkness and in darkness, and the light shined in them, but they could not comprehend it, and the kingdom of heaven was within them, but they were observing it to come, lo here and lo there, believing the kingdom would be like David's, according to the flesh. Christ came and said his lightning enlightened the world, and the earth saw and trembled. Mark, enlightened the world, you will say he enlightens saints, but his light also enlightens the world, and the earth saw and trembled, Psalm 97. He spread the cloud for a covering, and fire to give light in the night. Mark, whoever is in the night, there was fire to give them light in the night to stay upon, by which they might stay upon the Lord, which was to the children of Israel, which had the figures of the everlasting substance Christ Jesus. The entrance of your words gives light. Mark, the entrance of the words of God gives light. It is a true word. But you see, the Pharisees had the words, but they had the mind that transgressed. So they hated the light, Christ, because they had received the words from others. But the entrance of the words received from God gives light. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me, yes, the darkness hides not from you. Take notice of this, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you, God, for the Lord sees over it. Who is one with the light that shines in darkness? PSA 139. You are the light of the world, said Christ, who also said he was the light of the world. He said his disciples were the light of the world. Mark, the light of the world, a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light to all that are in the house. Let the light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Here they answer the light which every man is enlightened withal, that are the light of the world, which makes them to glorify their Father which is in heaven. Christ said, do not think that I came to destroy the law, but to fulfill it, Matt 5:17. The paths of the just are as the shining light, which shines more and more to the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness, and they know not at what they stumble at, Pro 4:18-19. The light of the righteous rejoiced, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. Mark, he goes from it, who hates light and transgresses and abides not in it, and so does not have God, Pro 13:9. The poor and the deceitful man meet together, and the Lord lightens both their eyes. Now mark, here is the poor and the deceitful man both enlightened, but he who does evil leaves the light and does not come to it, because his deeds are evil, and that is his condemnation. Many of you that say the wicked man is not enlightened, and the deceitful man is not enlightened, you deny the scripture, Pro 29. I say that wisdom excels folly, as light does darkness, Ek 2 Mark, and know this light, and know this wisdom that excels folly and darkness, and comprehends it, which gives to see the salvation Christ Jesus, the light of the world, who enlightens every man that comes into the world, the covenant of God to the Jews and Gentiles, and salvation to the ends of the earth. So he who believes in the light shall not abide in darkness, but shall have the light of life, and he that believeth in the light shall become a child of light. And Christ the Savior of the world enlightens every man that comes into the world. This light from him will let every man see his salvation, which believing in the light receives power to become the Son of God, but hating the light, it is his condemnation. He enlightens all men who come into the world that all might believe this is his end, but he that does not believe is condemned, and this is his condemnation, the light, that light that has come into the world. Mark, into the world. He does not say only in his saints, and men love darkness rather than the light. Mark, a man in darkness is in the world, and hates the light, and does evil, and will not come to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that does truth comes to the light that his deeds may be manifest that they are wrought in God. Now he loves darkness, because his deeds are evil, and everyone that does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Mark, these are of the world, and do these have the light? Yes. How else would they know their deeds were evil? They will not come to the light, because the light will reprove them. Therefore men love darkness rather than the light, for everyone that does evil hates the light, and this is his condemnation, the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world, said John. He does not say every saint that comes into the world, but every man. Light shines in darkness, and darkness does not comprehend it. Now the apostle writes to the Corinthians and told them, God had commanded light to shine out of darkness, which shined in their hearts, which did give them the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. These were those who were troubled on every side, and had the treasure in earthen vessels, and the excellence of the power of God in them, which was not of the world. He was not of the world who told the Corinthians the end of the world had come. So this was a converted state. So he has enlightened everyone that comes into the world, that all might believe, and he that does not believe is condemned already, but so many as receives him, he gives power to become the sons of God. John the Baptist was a burning and a shining light, and many did rejoice in that for a season. But Christ had a greater witness than John. Yet the Pharisees, they received honor of men, but Christ did not seek or receive the honor of men. Christ the light enlightens every man that comes into the world, and the light by which they are enlightened does not receive the honor of men. Jesus Christ, who enlightens every man that comes into the world, said the prophets had prophesied that God would give him for a covenant of light to the Gentiles, and a new covenant to the house of Israel, and salvation to the ends of the earth. John the Baptist was sent to bear witness to the light, and said Christ was the true light that did enlighten everyone that comes into the world. When Christ Jesus, the covenant of light to the Gentiles and glory of Israel had come into the world, he said, I am come a light into the world, he that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life, John 8:12. Now he that does not follow the light abides in darkness. Those who were searching the scriptures and thought to have eternal life there and would not come to Christ the life, they did not have not the word of God abiding in them, neither heard they the voice of the Father at any time, nor see his shape. These were those who professed the scriptures, but were in the transgression of the life that had given forth the scriptures. And John wrote to the converted, and told them the darkness was past, and the true light shined. Mark, here was a time in which they were in darkness, and a time when light had shined in darkness, in the unconverted state, and a time when light shined out of darkness in the converted state. He who says he is in the light, and hates his brother, is in darkness until now. He who hates the light, is in darkness, out of the light, out of covenant, in the enmity. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. But he that walks in darkness is he who hates his brother and knows not where he goes, because darkness has blinded his eyes. 1 John 2:9-11. And this was the message that Jesus declared, that God was light, and in him was no darkness at all. Now whoever says he has fellowship with God and walks in darkness is a liar and does not practice the truth. For the truth is in the light out of darkness, 1 John 1:5-6. The Apostle Peter tells them that they were of the royal priesthood, that was the chosen generation, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that they was called out of darkness into his marvelous light, 1 Pet 2:9-10. Mark, out of darkness. There was a time they were in darkness, when light shined in darkness. While they were in darkness, they could not show forth their fruits to the praise and glory of God until they were called out of darkness into the light, which comprehends darkness. So those who are stumbling at the light which enlightens every man that comes into the world are stumbling at every good and perfect gift, which comes down from above from the Father of light, with whom there is no variableness nor shadow of changing. Jam 1:17. The night is far spent, and the day at hand, Let us therefore put off the works of darkness, and put on the true light, which witness the night far spent, and the day at hand, that was to put off the works of darkness, and put on the armor of light. The light is the armor, that which manifests the works of darkness, and the night is the light, and that is the armor, Rom 13:12. The Jews stood against the light when the apostles preached Christ Jesus. Therefore he said to them who had the scriptures, to show them what the prophets had said. I have sent you a light to the Gentiles, and salvation to the ends of the earth, Acts 13. When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad. Now the professors of this age which are wrangling against the light, they are wrangling against the salvation, for the same which is a light to the heathen is salvation to the ends of the earth. And Christ said to the Pharisees, take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. Professors were all people who professed a belief in the scriptures and that Jesus was the Son of God. Now the Pharisees did not own Christ the light, so they were in the state Isaiah speaks of, that put light for darkness and darkness for light, and which John speaks of, which light shined in darkness, which darkness could not comprehend. Yet no man, when he has lit a candle, puts it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they may come to see the light. They were to light the lamp, Exod 25:8. Aaron was to light the lamp, the seven lamps shall give light over against the candlestick, and Christ said, let your loins be girded about and your lights burning. Mark the substance, Luke 12:35. The Philistines sought to quench the light of Israel, as today those that are in the same nature now do, and war against it, 2 Sam 21:15. The Lord had promised to his people a light, 2 Kings 8:19, which the wicked hates, and why is light given to him that is in misery, said Job. Now he who is in misery has light given to him, you may see Job 3:20, and why is light given to him whose way is hidden to bring the hidden into the ways of God? It is the way, and therefore is given to him, and therefore his way is hidden. A land of darkness, and the shadow of death without order, where the light is as darkness in that land, as it is in this, which is stumbling at it, Job 10:21-22. They grope in the darkness without light, who are hating it, but God discovers the deep things out of darkness, and brings to light the shadow of death, Job 12:22-25. And Bildad said, the light of the wicked shall be put out, the light shall be dark in his tabernacle, and his candle shall be put out with him, and he shall be driven from the light into darkness, and chased out of the world. Job relied, how long will you vex my soul? And he told them they had reproached him, saying the light going from it condemns out of the everlasting world, and he goes into the world of wickedness. And upon whom does his light not arise, said Bildad, Job 25. Job said, the Lord brings the thing that is hidden forth to light. Now all who come to know the thing that has been hidden, come forth to light. You will all understand what has been in prison and understand what he meant saying, by his light, when I walked through darkness. Mark, by his light he walked through darkness through it. So here is light shining in darkness and light shining out of darkness and leading through it to bring back his soul from the pit, to be enlightened with the light of the living, Job 33:30. And his lightning is to the ends of the earth. From the wicked their light is withheld, and the high arm shall be broken. David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation, and my God lightens my eyes. Now he that is the salvation is the light, for with you is the fountain of life, and in your light we see light, PSA 36:9. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Mark, righteousness, judgment, light. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart, but is condemnation to the wicked, PSA 97. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness, and so it shines forth, and this is the light which gives the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. This speaks of a time out of darkness, joined to the light, and those who are joined to it are one with the light. So are those who are joined to the Lord are one spirit. God has showed us light, said David, who said in the light he should see more light. He said, God had showed him light, PSA 118:27. O house of Jacob, come let us walk in the light of the Lord. Mark, those who comes to walk in the light of the Lord, come to walk in covenant with God, Issa too, for the Lord has sent his word to Jacob and has enlightened Israel. And the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light, and on they that dwelt in the land of the shadow of death has light shined. This is in the covenant with God, and many hundreds witness this, praises be to the Lord. The light of Israel shall be for a fire, and it shall burn and devour the briars and thorns in one day. Now thorns and briars, and what thorns and briars grow from, stand against the light. Their feet are swift to run to do evil, and to shed innocent blood. And because of these actions, they grope like blind men, they waited for light. But obscurity was found there in that path and way, Isa 59, and God will make dark the bright light of heaven. I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon shall not give her light, Ezek 32, and there shall be no night there, no need of a candle, nor of the sun, for the Lord God gives light. Christ Jesus is the light which the Lord God has given, Rev 22. Site editor's comments, we don't know the exact date this paper was written, other than being prior to 1656. Fox's ministry started in 1643. In 1659, writing letter 172 to the Assemblies of Friend, Fox stated that thousands had witnessed Christ to have become their ruling king in word and deed, with hundreds of thousands in process of witnessing their restoration to the spiritual image of God. This is a remarkable number, considering the population of England was around 6 million at the time. This was a time when people in general were very serious about religion. The Bible had only been widely available for about 50 years, and a huge percentage of the population sought to please God. The competing pleasures of society were only available to the very rich in large cities, and the rich were generally very depraved. Contrast that to today, we have a huge variety of entertainment available in our homes, even in the rural areas of Western civilization. The distractions of life are 100-fold greater today than in Fox's time. You who are teachers, are you not stumbling at the light? And in guiding the blind who are in darkness, are you not in need of first being taught yourselves? Such blind teachers causes the name of God to be blasphemed among you, Rom 2, 19-24. Christ said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world, and this is the condemnation, the light, said Christ, he is the light of the world, John 3, 19-9, 5, and by this light all things were formed. The lights were formed, the lesser and the greater. The sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall cease her shining, and I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void, and the heavens, they had no light, Isa 13, 10-13, Jer 4, 23. Christ further said, after the tribulation the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. For as the lightning that shines from one part of heaven to the other part of heaven, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. So the Son of Man comes in the clouds with great glory, but many shall say, lo, here is Christ, and lo, there is Christ, but the true Christ said, don't believe them, said he, who has enlightened every man that comes into the world. Since everyone has a light, by wholly turning to it, you will see him, and here is salvation to the ends of the earth. But who hate the light will not turn to it or approach it. It is their condemnation. Site editor's comment. The proof that this climactic experience, seeing God, is a personal experience while still alive on the earth, is found in Jesus' statements. He said 6 times, click here to see, that before death some then with him would see his return, and that all the end times prophesies would be fulfilled before that generation, 2,000 years ago, would pass away. We also have the record of Daniel seeing the Son of Man coming on the clouds in great glory. Heaven appears to us in our soul's eye as a place of great glory existing in a cloud or a mist. So we see Christ, the light, as though he is coming in the clouds. In the light of the king's countenance is life, Pro 16, 15. You who are out of the king's countenance, do you have you light? God is light, and he covers himself with light, majesty, and honor, 1 John 1, 5, PSA 104. Beware for fear that you come to that end that stumble at the light, who shall go to the fathers, who shall never see light, and shall perish like the beast, PSA 49:19-20. Such hate light, which is their condemnation. The arm of the Lord and the light of his countenance did save, but who are away from the light of the countenance, and out of his arm they are out of the way of salvation, Psalm 44:3. In thy light we shall see more light, said David, O send out thy light, for it is truth, Psalm 43:3. Christ is the light, Christ is truth, who has come and says, beware you who stumble at the light, for fear that the light is withheld from you, as it is from the wicked, for they are withheld from it, for it is their condemnation, from the wicked light is withheld, for they hate it, Job 38, 15. Consider me, O Lord, and lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. The light leads from the sleep, to the day from the night, for those who are in the night are in the darkness, though the light shines in it. Christ comes upon them as a thief, the day is the Lord's, and the night is the Lord's. He prepares the moon and the sun, and these were made by Christ the light, which enlightens every man that comes into the world. God spreads forth light, and all the lights that were made by Christ. By what way is light parted, which scatters the east wind upon the earth? And when I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. Mark, when he sits in darkness, therefore heed the light, that you may feel the light, then you may feel it bringing you out of darkness. Mark 7:8. The brightness of God is as the light, which made persecuting Saul fall to the earth, who did not believe in the light which did enlighten every man that comes into the world. When the light shined about him, at last he came to find the light shining within himself, and told others that the light shined in their hearts, and those who were turned to the light came to be made partakers with the saints in light, such as were translated into the kingdom of the Son of God. And the apostle told the saints they had a more sure word of prophesy, to which they did well to take heed, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in their hearts. Now you who are stumbling at the light, how far short are you of this sure word of prophesy, as a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawning, and the day star arising in the heart. 2 Pet 1:19. Are you not judging before the time? The Lord will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and make manifest the counsel of the heart. You that are judging and stumbling at the light, are you not found in this condition? 1 Cor 4:5. The sun and the moon praise the Lord, and the stars of light which was made by Christ. You who are standing against salvation, by Christ Jesus that enlightens every man that comes into the world, who call this light, this salvation, a natural light. You have not yet seen yourselves to be that woman that lights a lamp to sweep the house, and has found the piece of silver, Luke 15:8-9. So you teachers who deny the light Christ, which enlightens every man who comes into the world, you are the ministers of Satan, who transform themselves into an angel of light, 2 Cor 11:13-15. And so you who do deny the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world, you lightly esteem the rock of your salvation, Deut 31:15, which enlightens every man that comes into the world. But you are those who lay the heavy burdens upon the people, which makes them heavier, not lighter than your fathers, as you may read 2 Chron 101 Kings 12, and see what burdens they laid upon the just, they that did transgress. When you come to see the angel come down from heaven, that lights the earth with his glory, then shall you know the fall of Babylon, then may you come to see the light that lightens everyone that comes into the world, Rev 18. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. So those who sleep, they sleep in the night. He that comes to the day comes to Christ. He is awakened and risen from the dead, and witnesses Christ the light to have enlightened him withal. He has risen from the dead, and he is awakened, and he sleeps not. He is out of sleep, and among those who shine as lights in the world, the children of the light, who are in the light that enlightens everyone that comes into the world. They are in Christ, these shines as lights in the world, these are converted, answering the light in everyone, Phil 2:15. That which makes manifest is light, and that which reproves is light, and all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever do make manifest is light. For everyone that does evil hates the light, and will not come to the light, because it will reprove him. This is the true light that enlightens everyone that comes into the world. What is the drunkard enlightened, and the swearer, and the adulterer, and the heathen? Yes, drunkenness is an evil deed, and theft is an evil deed, and adultery and murder. And these do evil, and these come not to the light, for fear that the light should reprove them. And these with the light know they should not be doing these things. So this is their condemnation, said Christ the light, and their works are wrought out of God, and these are the children of disobedience. Now he that loves the light, he comes to the light, and brings his works to the light that they may be manifest that they are wrought in God, and he is not condemned. So there are times of darkness, the light not comprehended with the darkness, and the light shines in darkness, and a time of putting light for darkness, and this is the time when the word has no place in them, and this is the time of the children of disobedience. The prince of the power of the air rules in them. This is the time of the unconverted under the power of Satan, in the darkness, not turned to the light. For this is the time that the God of the world blinding the eyes, that the light of the glorious gospel should not shine into them. For God, having commanded light to shine out of darkness, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. Here the salvation is known, the everlasting covenant is known, and all who deny the light, deny the salvation of God to the ends of the earth, and whom the prophet Moses wrote, Christ whom God would raise up, which the people should hear, which enlightens every man that comes into the world, which is the treasury of wisdom and knowledge, which light being turned to it, which comes from Christ, which shines in the heart, it gives the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now the first priesthood and the priest's lips were to preserve knowledge of the people, and they, the Jews, were to hear Moses, which was a separation between them and the Gentiles. The second priesthood, Christ, is a light to the Gentiles shall hear him, and the Jews shall hear him. This is the prophet Christ Jesus of which Moses wrote, whom God would raise up, that people should hear, and who enlightens every man that comes into the world, that all men might through him believe. So they were to hear Moses, and he that does not hear him was to be cut off, as now he who goes from the light is cut off. Those who walk in the light have unity one with another. George Fox Site Editor's Postscript. We all have the light chained down within us while on earth. During our life, we are anonymously reasoned with by this Spirit of God to avoid evil, so the light is a restraining, but not yet controlling, influence even while in darkness, chained down and not enthroned in our hearts. If we don't turn to the light to experience salvation and see Christ in the light, in the next life, we lose the light. We lose the restraining influence of good, and the evil in our hearts is given full rein to pursue its desires, similar to how we are unrestrained to violence and lusts in our dreams. We become obsessed with the pursuit of evil. This is hell. See is the hope for all for more. Just as God sent Jesus to the Jews to either be accepted or rejected, so he has given to each of us the light within to either be accepted or rejected. Our conscience tells us we have been wrong when we lie or steal. The light of our conscience has been quietly reasoning with us all of our life, gently and anonymously pleading for goodness and turning from evil. Our challenge is to become wholly controlled in word and action by the word and light, Christ, within us. To walk in the light in the beginning of our journey to union with God, the light shines in our darkness, gently and anonymously reasoning with us to depart from our evil ways. But men do not comprehend the light and hate being shown their life is evil. So all men walk in darkness without the light of God to guide them. With sufficient waiting on God and obedience to what you see and hear from him, the light arises in your heart like the morning star rising on the earth. Jesus, the morning star, appears in your heart to guide you through life with what you should do and say. Then we are no longer walking in darkness. We are walking according to the light of God. We are no longer walking according to what we previously saw by natural light, but we are walking by the light of God, which shows us what to do and tells us what to say. All men sit in darkness and walk in darkness until their hearts have been purged from the evil that defiles them. From the word of the Lord within, all sin is darkness. The whole world lies in wickedness. The wickedness knows no shame. Darkness mocks the earth. Darkness covers the earth. Walking in the light is to be guided through life by God. Walking in darkness is making your own decisions as to what to do and say. I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. First the light arises, then the kingdom. The arising of the light will be unmistakable. Light comes from faith in the voice. Faith in the voice is evidenced by your obedience to what you hear. To follow is to obey Yahweh, hear the Lord speak to you as Yahweh wait on him. When you are walking in the light with belief and obedience, then you are righteous, and then you are doing the will of the Father on earth as it is in heaven. I will know when I am in the light, walking in the light when I can walk by the light of God instead of the light of the sun and moon. Then will my darkness be like the sun at noon. The light will be so bright, I will be unable to see the world as I now see it, ever again. The world as I have known and have seen it will have passed away. When I am in the light, I will have fellowship with the Father and the Son, if not continually, certainly much of the time. When I am in the light will show me everything to do and tell me everything to speak. If I obey, I will be practicing righteousness as Jesus practiced righteousness. When I am in the light, I will have received the light to shine in my heart, and so I will see God shining in the face of Christ Jesus. I will have received a pure heart, so to see God. He will appear a second time, bringing to full salvation to those who have been eagerly awaiting him. And we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, just as he is pure. While I am not in the light, I must wait on God as much as I am able and listen and watch. When I hear a command to repent, I must obey it to grow. When he shows me my weakness in the light, that shines in a dark place for a moment, then I must regret that weakness and do everything in my power to avoid falling to that weakness in the future. If I do, I get his powerful help. As I obey these moments of light and the word heard, I get closer to the day star rising in my heart, purity, union, and the kingdom. In William Penn's Advice to Children, he writes, "The light, spirit, grace, and truth are not several principles, but several words or descriptions given to one eternal power and heavenly principle in you, though not of you, but of God, according to the manifestation or operation thereof in the servants of God of old time, prophets of the Old Testaments. Light to discover and give discerning spirit, to quicken and enliven grace, namely, the love of God truth, because it tells man the truth of his condition and redeems him from the error of his ways. So that just as darkness, death, sin, and error are the same, light, spirit, grace, and truth are the same." In his conclusion, Penn lists how this light within every man has influenced many of the great sages and philosophers throughout history, as they described it. Pythagoras's great light and salt of ages, Anaxagoras's divine mind, Socrates's good spirit, Timaeus's unbegotten principle and author of all light, Hieron's God and man, Plato's eternal, ineffable, and perfect principle of truth, Zeno's maker and father of all, and Platon's root of the soul, a domestic god or god within, say Hieron, Pythagoras, Epictetus, and Seneca, genius, angel, or guide, say Socrates and Timaeus, the light and spirit of God, says Plato. The divine principle in man, says Platon, the divine power and reason, the infallible immortal law in the minds of men, says Philo, and the law and living rule of the mind, the interior guide of the soul, and everlasting foundation of virtue, says Plutarch. Do not confuse the light of Christ with the light claimed by Eastern religions' gurus, some who can pass on their light to you just by being in their presence. Their light requires no obedience, never convicts, never cleanses, never purifies, never unites with God, never teaches about Christ, never teaches about righteousness, never judges you, and never brings salvation with the eternal life of God. Their light is a pleasure trip of satanic origin. See the footnote to 2 Peter 1, 19 for detail of the satanic counterfeit light. The light in all men, which is the only teacher anyone needs, will eventually reveal its identity as Christ to the sincere individuals of other religions in their meditations. They then have the choice whether to accept him or not. Unfortunately, they often decline because of their loyalty to the teachings of their faith and because of the poor record of most Christians around them and throughout history. For more understanding on the light, see The Mystery of the Light and a collection of scripture references on light. John Gratton also has a wonderful explanation of the light's operation. To learn how to listen to the word, leading to seeing the light, see how to benefit from the changing power of God. This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and his kingdom.